this summer, on the 23rd of June, the Bank of England will be introducing a new £50 note into circulation. The Bank of England and the RNIB have worked together to ensure that the new note is accessible for blind and partially sighted people. I'm joined by Sarah John from the Bank of England to explain a bit more about the new £50 note. Hello, Sarah, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
With the £50 Bank of England new note soon to come into circulation, could you tell us how you and the RNIB have worked together to ensure that it is accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. It's been a great partnership for us. We know that it can be a challenge for blind or partially sighted people to tell the difference between different banknotes. And when we moved to polymer banknotes, it gave us the opportunity to try out different technology, work on a tactile feature that would make this easier for people. So we got in touch with the RNIB and worked in partnership with them about how to design that feature. And we've run focus groups with them with different designs and really sought to get feedback from users about what the best design would be. And the result was that a little cluster of four raised dots was the easiest thing for people to recognise. And these were first introduced on the £10 note, where there are two clusters of dots, and subsequently on the £20 note. And I'm delighted to say that the new £50 note that will come out on the 23rd of June will have four clusters of notes. So that will be very easy to distinguish with the tactile feature exactly which denomination note people have got hold of. And we're very grateful to the RNIB for working with us to design that feature.
We know that the Bank of England values inclusivity, but can you explain what has been the driving force behind this long-term project?
Bank of England banknotes are a key part of everyday life for so many people. And it's really important that everybody has banknotes that they feel they can use with confidence. And that includes blind and partially sighted people. So we want to make our banknotes as inclusive as possible. And so the opportunity to work with the RNIB to find new ways to make that easier for people has been a pleasure, actually. And it's been a really big step forward in making sure that the Bank of England banknotes that we produce are as accessible as they possibly can be.
Who's being featured on the new note and why?
The new £50 note is going to feature Alan Turing, who is an absolutely amazing mathematician. He's perhaps best known by most people for his code-breaking work at Bletchley Park during the Second World War, decoding the Enigma messages that the Nazis used to use. But his achievements go well beyond that. I mean, that would deserve recognition in its own right. But he's also considered to be the father of computer science, having set out the principles for modern computers as far back as 1936. And after the war, he actually worked on designing the first early electronic computers and spent time thinking about kind of foundations for artificial intelligence, which is obviously something that's still being worked on today. So his achievements have had an absolutely massive impact on the way we work. I mean, just the fact that computers are all around us in our everyday lives shows that enduring legacy that he had. Alan Turing was also a gay man and was treated appallingly as a result of that. He was sentenced in the 1950s for gross indecency because he had a relationship with another man and underwent hormone treatment, which was a form of chemical castration. He has since been posthumously pardoned by the Queen, and that provided a catalyst for the pardoning of nearly 1,000 other homosexual men cautioned or convicted under historical legislation which outlawed homosexual acts. And I think, you know, having Turing on the £50 note is a really good reminder of all the discrimination that's taken place in the past and that continues to be faced by many people today.
So why is the Bank of England introducing banknotes when everyone is going cashless?
It's definitely true that in the modern world, the way we are making payments is changing. But cash is still such an important means of payment for millions of people. There are billions of cash transactions every year. And for some people, it really is a very crucial means of payment. I mean, my job is to make sure that the public have banknotes that they can use with confidence while they still want to use them. And so it's really important that we upgrade our notes, that we make sure that we're using the best technology to make them as secure as possible so that people can still use banknotes with confidence.
Can you explain what the testing process has been and why you have used tactile markings rather than Braille?
This actually comes back to the feedback that we had when we started working with the RNIB. And I mentioned earlier that we ran focus groups. And actually, the feedback that we had and coupled with those focus groups was that, you know, while Braille is a language that is used by many people, not everybody living with sight loss can use Braille. So we wanted a tactile feature that was going to be widely accessible for people who, whether they use Braille or not. And it was the focus groups that identified that these clusters of four little dots would be that very easily accessible tactile marking. And so that's why we went to those.
And I know, as you said, you've introduced other banknotes with tactile markings on them. And I wondered what the feedback has been from customers on the existing new notes.
It's been very positive, actually. And in fact, it's been positive even more broadly than just the tactile feature, which has definitely gone down very well. But the other feedback that we've heard from blind and partially sighted people is that by having different coloured notes, that makes it easier for people to tell the difference between them. And also the fact that we've used a large numeral on a very uncluttered part of the note, so on a plain white background, means that those who are partially sighted find it much easier to tell the difference between the different denominations. So there's a range of features on the note, actually, that should help blind and partially sighted people. And that goes beyond the tactile feature, which has obviously gone down very well.
Thank you, Sarah John, from the Bank of England, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.